everybody. This is Brother Paxton, and I want to read today from the book of 1 Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 2. And I want to make a few remarks as we look at this. It's about the first reaction, the first response. Today in our culture, it's popular to hear the term first responders. Whenever there's an emergency, whenever there's a disaster, whenever anything comes unexpectedly, they always send in the first response team, the first responders. You and I, in the day and age in which we live, are God's first responders. It says this, "I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, and intercessions and giving of thanks be made for all men." Now, a couple of things I want you to notice about that. This is the first thing we do. Supplications, all kinds of prayer, intercessions, and giving of thanks. You see, behind every cloud, in Christ, there truly is a silver lining. There's something to be thankful for in the midst of our grief, in the midst of our trauma, in the midst of what the world would consider an absolute defeat. The Christian has something to praise God about in the midst of it. So this is the first response. That word supplication, it means that we ask something humbly. I get a kick out of some prayers that I hear. When people are, I command this and I command that and I command the other. And we need to get to that point sometimes where we just realize that we basically control nothing. And we are in the hands of an almighty and loving God. Now there's times when it's appropriate, when you're binding demon spirits or whatever the case might be. But this type of prayer, supplication, is humbly asking God something for yourself or for another. So it breaches over into intercession. An intercessor is someone who represents God to man and someone who represents man to God. And it's all done in humility. It's all done understanding that God is in control. I am not in control. You are not in control. But God most definitely is in control. And now here's what it says. I want you to have supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks for kings. For kings. We might say today for the President of the United States of America. And I'm going to go ahead and say this, and you might want to write me ugly letters. That's okay. Save your time, because I don't read ugly letters. Put your crayons away, and let's be adults here. But you ought to be praying for Donald J. Trump as the President of the United States. And I don't care what you think. You woke up in America this morning. He is your president. He is your president. And this thing about Christians should never be out in these demonstrations against the government. Now, we might disagree, and we might not always like the things that the government does, but we are followers of Christ. We are Christ followers, and so we don't go out in the streets and wreak havoc. We are a people of peace. We are a people of the gospel. It says, first of all, make these supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks for kings and for all who are in authority. Why? So that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. You see, when you're not talking bad about somebody behind their back, you can be honest when you meet them face to face. When you're not gossiping about somebody behind their back, you can have an honesty and an authority about you when you see them face to face. So this is why God said it. He said this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. So if you want to be acceptable to God, don't run your mouth off and gossip. Don't make sure that your opinion gets first place every single time. Don't go out here and join these demonstrators against the president. Don't go out here and say a bunch of stuff about people. Don't post it on your Facebook. Don't post it on your social media. If you want to be acceptable to God, post the love of Christ. Post the glory of Jesus on your social media statuses. And when you talk to people, believe the best of people and pray for their shortcomings, because you are not the standard, but we all need grace. Now he says here an interesting thing in the next verse. And this is what the church is about. This is what the church, Jesus Christ did not die for any particular political agenda. You've got to understand that. The church is not behind any particular political agenda. Here's what we're here for, and here's what's on the heart of God, and this is why Jesus died. Who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. And so this is why we love our enemies, because Christ did. This is why we hold our tongue and refrain our speech, even though we're passionate about our opinions. We're passionate about the things that we believe in, and we would like to see that happen, but we refrain ourselves, we restrain ourselves from speaking ugly toward others. Why? Because we want all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. That's what the Word of God says. And it's so much easier to live that way when you're praying for people instead of cussing people. It's so much easier to live that way when you're in the Word of God instead of in your own thought life. Glory to God. We need to get back to the book. And it says, Jesus gave himself a ransom, verse 6, for all, and he would be testified in due time. Ladies and gentlemen, we are living in due time. Now, doesn't that remind you of another verse of Scripture that talks about you will reap in due season? Ladies and gentlemen, this is due season. It's time. This is due time. It's time to reap for the harvest of souls in the earth in 2017 and beyond, so that we can see that harvest brought in, because Jesus is soon to return. Yes, he is. And so this is what this whole purpose of this. How do we deal with our society? Prayers, supplications, fastings, giving of thanks, getting people saved, holding our tongue, watching our speech, believing, looking for the best in people. Look for that open door, and the Holy Spirit will nudge you when it's time to speak to that person words of life, words of life-giving faith and power that will bring them into the Savior. Now Paul says, he's talking to Timothy, and he says, I am ordained a preacher and an apostle. I speak the truth in Christ and lie not. I am a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. He says, I would therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath or doubting. Praise God. We know that when we pray, whether I'm standing here in the middle of the woods, or whether I'm in the busiest city in the country, or whether I'm at my home, or whether I'm out at a church in a revival meeting, when I pray, God hears me. He never has a problem locating me. And he may not always answer the prayer in the way that I would like, but the answer does come, because he's a prayer answering God. And he's a loving Heavenly Father that desires to meet the needs of his children. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands. That's a sign of submission. God, you have it your way. God, you can have what you want. God, you can do as you desire with my life without wrath. That means I'm not angry about it. Well, God's doing this in my life, and I know he's God, so I guess I just have to accept it. No, none of that. No wrath in your heart against God. No wrath in your heart against your fellow Christian. No wrath in your heart against your church. No wrath in your heart against your pastor. No wrath in your heart against your spouse or your children or your family. No wrath in your heart against the people that you work for. All of that has to be dealt with before we will be effective on our knees with Jesus Christ. And that's what he's looking for in this hour. He's truly looking for those people who will die to self. So you lay down your lives for the sake of Christ, for the cause of Christ. Now I want to go back up real quick to verse 5. I missed that one on purpose at the beginning of this message. Listen to this. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man. There's one way to be saved. There's one way to reach God. There's one who has the right to give us these type of commandments that talks about take up your cross daily and follow me, lay down your life, give up your rights to tell other people off, give up your rights to cuss people out, give up all your rights. You see, Christian, the more we focus on our rights, the less kingdom-minded we really are. And while we might be doing things for the kingdom, we're really not kingdom until we lay down our rights and take up that cross and follow him daily. There's one way, who? The man, Christ Jesus. This is the only man who was God. Jesus was 100% God, 100% man. He laid down his life. He's the only one that can mediate between you and the Heavenly Father. He's the only one that can bless your life, Christ Jesus. He's the only way to be saved. There aren't two ways. There aren't five ways or ten. There's one way to be saved, and that's through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. So he says, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath or doubting. No wrath can abide in my heart against another person or against God. And if it does, to that degree, the success of what God's trying to birth through my life will be hindered. We'll say that again. No wrath can abide in my heart toward another human being or towards God, and to the degree that it does, to the degree that there is wrath there, which means anger, extreme anger. Have you ever noticed people who don't get noticed how violently angry they become sometimes? This is not the Holy Spirit. This is the person's flesh. This is the person's ego. Have you noticed people who are not built, their foundation is not really built on the grace of God, but their foundation for their life is built on works, what they do, what they can do for God. And when you have that way, you'll find a wrath in that person. Because we are people of grace, not works. Yes, we do works. God, this whole thing is a work, what God is telling through the Apostle Paul the people to do. But first, the heart needs to be established in grace, we talked about in a recent program. And then the works that come are born of the Spirit. And they will be effective, and they will be productive, and they will be without wrath or doubting. So any wrath that is in me, to that degree, the plan of God for my life is hindered. Secondly, no doubting. We have to believe. Now, some people think that doubt means we're praying and asking God for a certain thing, and he's not giving it to us, so we must be doubting. But that's really not what it means. It means this. We know, first of all, that Jesus is the only way to be saved. We know that Jesus is God and he is man. We know that God hears us when we pray. No doubting in there. We know that God will answer us according to his will. No doubting in there. It's just these simple paths along the Christian's walk that we must have complete faith in the sovereignty and the provision of God Almighty. He has provided a way for us to be saved. Do you really think he's going to leave you to wander through life on your own? No, of course not. So we believe we can lift up holy hands with no wrath in us and no doubt that God hears us when we pray and that he will answer our prayer and bring deliverance into our lives. And so, again, let me say, as I read through this text one more time, the kingdom of God is not about a particular human political agenda. And the reason that we need to hold ourselves when we deal with these issues, I even remain very active in politics and in voting and getting out the Christian vote, but I also have to minister to people on the other end of the spectrum from me. And so what I want to do is be able to pray for them with supplications, with prayers, with intercessions, giving thanks to God for their life and for their heart, and giving thanks to God for all the good things I have on a daily basis. I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved. Now, that's what he wants. All men are not saved, but God wants all men to be saved. And that should be our motivation as well. And to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Wherefore I am ordained a preacher and an apostle. I speak the truth in Christ and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath or doubting. And that's where I want to leave you today. As we've talked about already, that we can stand before God with a pure heart, with a heart free from anger and wrath toward others, and free from anger and wrath toward God, and no doubting that God cares about us, he has a plan for our life. If we will walk with him, we will be a mighty force to be reckoned with in the earth in these days, called the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we can see the heart of kings turned by the hand of God, and revival can come to America once again. This is Brother Paxton saying, go with God, and he will go with you. Bless you.